make it a very good day, shall we? The Doug Steffen Good Day program with a focus on what's going on. What is going on? A lot of conversation. There always is a lot of conversation. That's why I love doing this, because there's always something going on. There's always something that's good and neat and fresh and new to talk about. This is the Christmas season, the end of the first week of December. People are out buying and people are looking and people are singing. We have our Christmas Sounds of Music. Ken Kessler has produced a website called The Sounds of Christmas, and every day we have a list of the top 10 items that's being listened to, and it changes every single day, which I think is kind of cool. I'm looking around, Jennifer, at the various stations around the country that are playing Christmas music. I'm traveling, so I'm listening a lot to the radio.
Yeah.
I'm looking for Christmas music, because I feel myself this year wanting to last year, I really kind of got into the Christmas spirit.
You're sucking it in this year, huh?
In a long time. Well, I don't know. I mean, it kind of depends how Christmas turns out, where it's like sort of up in the air or works in progress. See what Christmas is all about this year. But the essence of the music is kind of cool. I was, thanks to Roberta. God love you, Roberta. Roberta Fasinelli is here. Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler. Roberta helped me yesterday figure out what I was going to do, because she's great when it comes to this sort of thing. And as a person who's been following the weather and snow and that sort of thing, she's really very good at using these websites. So I tried. I pulled over the snowstorm. Many of you have heard, many of you are listening in areas where this storm, which has come up from Mexico and sort of cut across Texas and up into Oklahoma and Missouri and across up into the Midwest. It's going to blow into New England probably Sunday night, Monday. But it has brought with it the temperature. I'm in Dallas. Temperature the day before yesterday was 80 degrees here.
Crazy.
The temperature here right now is 28 degrees.
It's going to be 17 degrees tonight in Dallas.
There were 500 flights at the Dallas airport canceled yesterday afternoon and last night. So the place came to a bloody halt. So I'm driving across on Interstate 40, because I wanted to go up through Missouri. I haven't taken that trip for a few years. And when I go across country back and forth, I stay. At this time of year, I kind of know that we have to be careful a little bit of the weather. So Bob Kay and I discussed whether it made sense for me to go down Route 10 and follow that all across, and then come up from where I am now in Dallas and move across through Arkansas and into Alabama and so forth and Georgia. And I said, no, you know, it's early, it's December. Maybe later in the month it'll be a problem, but I'm sure we'll be okay now. Oh, yeah.
Famous right. Last word.
Yeah.
And I called Doug and said, don't do it.
No, and she talked me into, but it wasn't any better. But I think I'm out of it, or I will be out of it by the time I can get out of here today. So what happened was I turned south on Interstate 35 when I got to Oklahoma City. And Oklahoma City, just as I was coming in, it was perfect. I mean, I was zooming along 85 miles an hour, and it was fine until about 20 miles west of Oklahoma City. You could see the sky. It was just kind of getting lower and lower and lower. Those of you who experienced this in big sky country, especially up in Montana, the Dakotas, but I felt going across this part of the world from New Mexico across northern Texas and into Oklahoma, it's just flat. And I was talking yesterday to a couple of friends and describing what was going on with the wind blowing the dust across the roads. There were these little, almost like cyclone tornadoes of dust blowing around. Both of the days that I have come across this part from Tucson into where I was in Texas, that's where I had traveled over the past couple of days. So at that point, I had about maybe 250, 300 miles under my belt. And I figured, okay, we'll get another 250, 300, maybe 350 miles in before the end of the day. No. Mother Nature decided to throw a kibosh into that. So it was mid-afternoon when I got into Oklahoma City, and it started, and it came quickly. The temperature changed quickly, and the precipitation changed quickly. So, okay, we come to a stop, pretty much a stop. I mean stop when you come into Oklahoma City. And, all right, so Roberta says, no, you can't keep going that way. I pulled off the road and we looked. I was really actually, Jennifer, quite pleased with myself. I was using my iPad, looking the weather up.
Good for you.
And Bob and I were on the phone, and he was frustrated because he couldn't get to the heart of it. He said, let's call Roberta. So he called Roberta, and Roberta called me and says, you can't do this and you can't do that. You better do this and you better do that. So I ended up going down Route 35. But the snow had come up sort of that way, even though it was warmer in Dallas, and the weather wasn't as questionable when it came to the sleet and snow, but there was plenty of it. And I'll tell you something. When people confront this, oftentimes the first storm of the year, it is crazy how people drive. I'm a good driver, and I'm cautious, and I'm driving a big vehicle. And they, you know, we had new tires put on this excursion, and just the thing's running well. And so I'm pleased with the way it holds the road. Well, you know, when you are on a sleet or snowy road and you track back and forth across the highway on an interstate like 35, you can feel it, and it is scary. So these trucks are going by me like I'm standing still, and I'm doing about 40 maybe. And then these people driving this little Ranger pickup truck. The damn thing doesn't weigh a ton, and all the weight's in the front. And so this guy's going by me, and I'm thinking to myself, he is done. About 10 miles down the road, truck's overturned in the center, wrecked in the center, because there's no common sense being exercised by these people. What do you think is going to happen when it's 28 degrees and there's sleet and snow hitting the road? And it may be that there's some sander or salting or plowing going on, but that stuff is still on the road.
But they're not used to this down there.
No, they aren't really. Right.
They never get this kind of weather. This is a rarity for them.
Yeah, it really is. So Dallas this morning is basically shut down, and I think it's probably good. I went outside with Charlotte to have a little tea time. Excuse me, pee time. Maybe it's pee time. And it was windy and cold and raw, but the roads, because it was 80 degrees, the roads still have warmth in them, so they're not really freezing. It's just that the surface is going to be questionable, but there's a lot of slush, so I'm figuring I can get out of here. And you can look for me, Roberto, when we get done or going through the course during some of our commercial breaks. We'll look and see how long it takes to get out of Dallas before this stuff all breaks up. But for those of you who are in the center of the country, you're getting this today, and it'll move across. It's in Missouri and Illinois, Indiana, through Ohio tomorrow, and then into upstate New York and across into New England by late in the day on Sunday, early Monday morning. Not as powerful the storm by then, but the Mexicans once again have done us no service by sending the storm up from down there, because that's where this came from. And so anyway, but it's part of what you deal with at this time of year. A little early for this, but it is going to change pretty much most of the activity levels around these parts of the country. So what I'm going to do is go, and Roberta's suggestion, up through I'll go through Arkansas and up through Alabama and across that way through Georgia.
It'll take 20 for us, yeah.
Yeah, right. So that's what I'll do. If I got to get back for an event Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, so how are you going to get back by Sunday?
I just have to move fast. I don't know. I haven't quite figured that out yet, but I'm working on it. At any rate, the story of Gulliver's...
Be careful first. Safety first, sir.
Yeah, well, that's absolutely it. I have a very precious passenger. I'm not going to jeopardize her and do something silly. But those who are... Just a word to the wise. When you're driving this stuff, come on. Common sense, which a lot of people just seem not to have. And you know what? It isn't so much you. If you don't have common sense, you want to wreck your car, that's fine. But you know what happens? You take other people with you when you do this stuff. That's what's so thoughtless about this. These people who get involved in these accidents. I mean, I'm looking at the right now on the video on the television screen of all of the cars that have gone sideways up and down on these exit ramps, because the ramps are what's really dangerous, because there's no ground under them. Where the streets are, there's warmth in the ground, so it's not freezing. But you get these ramps, and around Dallas is like Los Angeles. It's like a spider's web of all these interstates that come together here, and they're all raised up above. So when the roadway is raised, there's no way of keeping it warm, so they all freeze up. And people are coming off of the road, which seems to not have ice on it, and it probably doesn't. And they get onto these ramps, and they forget that there's nothing underneath them to keep them warm, so they're going to be frozen. And they're sliding backwards, sideways, upside down. I mean, the ramps are a mess here. And that's what's going to happen through the day. In any place where there are ramps like that, where there's bad weather, you're going to have that reality. So I guess, be careful. And this is a message that is pertinent to people, millions and millions of people all across the central part into the upper Midwest that'll be affected by this today. So in the meantime, Roberta's going to send me to the east and up Route 20. Keep my fingers crossed. But I have, because of this storm, I've lost a day. Because I would have been in Missouri today, in Ohio tomorrow, and on in probably late Saturday night. But now I have to rework that. I like driving. I haven't driven much, actually, in my life through parts of Georgia and Alabama, so that'll be kind of fun. Not that you pay much attention because you're doing 80 miles an hour, but there's a lot to see even when you do it that way, especially across this sort of bayou country where they have the roads that are sort of built on stilts across the what amounts to the swamps, big, huge, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of acres of swamp. And so that's once in a while you see an alligator on the road that's been hit by a truck. Ugh, man. All right, so that's that visualization. How do you like that? Roberta is putting together the Queen of Cheap report, and we'll try to get to that in a moment or two. 16 after the hour. Friday's Good Day is on the air.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes out fast. It was Boston beer.
Stetson. In this holiday season, remember,
easy for you.
A Stetson man helps a stranger change a tire in the middle of a snowstorm and then scrapes the ice off the car windows just for good measure. Through Blue Suits, he rides horses 500 under the hood. He always seems to save the day with a steady hand and a warm smile. A Stetson man may work hard, but he never works hard at smelling good. This holiday season, live the legend. Stetson Cologne for men.
Picture this. Christmas morning, family's gathered. You take one sip of peppermint tea when someone grabs a camera. Blah! Run, run, Rudolph! You're in your son's t-shirt and huge sweats. Unless you put me on your list. Simply Vera, Vera Wang pajamas and loungewear. I'm cozy, pretty, and family photo appropriate. Problem solving PJs in the house!
Something missing from your list, like Simply Vera, Vera Wang, or Chap sleepwear? Come to Kohl's Christmas list sale for lots of great savings and get Kohl's cash this Thursday through Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
And Roberta is brought to you by the folks at Kohl's. Queen of Cheap segment sponsored by the countdown to the holidays going on at Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things. I expect great things from you, Roberta, but that's nothing new, and you usually deliver. What do we have today that's really hot for the weekend from the Queen of Cheap?
The Queen of Cheap, we have Puma friends and family sales. If you love their sneakers and shoes, well, this is a deal. We've got 50% off of everything, plus free shipping with a promo code that you will find at DougStefan.com. Get your free shipping and 50% off all the Pumas. Great for the holidays. Rite Aid has a coupon for you. We have the coupon code for you at DougStefan.com. You get an 8x10 photo canvas for just $10. That's it. You go online, you upload your photo, you make these great photo canvases. People like grandma and grandpas love this stuff. You give them a photo canvas of the grandkids. And some great Christmas gift ideas at Groupon. I mean, who would have thought going to Groupon for Christmas gifts? But indeed, you got things like a year of online guitar lessons for just $18. You got things like a bubble necklace and earring set for $9.99. 10 pairs of freshwater pearl earrings for just $12.99. A personalized photo book for $9.99. Even a 16x10 custom photo canvas. This is a big one. $26.99. And a portrait package at JCPenney for just $25. It's normally $125. So some real great savings at Groupon as well. And you'll find all of these great deals and the special coupon codes that you need to get them all at the Queen of Cheap section at DougStefan.com.
Check it out, DougStefan.com. 2020 News Quiz question. Amsterdam, the city of Amsterdam, is in the news today. Why is that? What's going on in Amsterdam that is worthy of consideration and thought? You can check it out. The answer actually is at DougStefan.com. As well for that. 888-302-3684. Good day time, 21 after the hour.
Oh, oh, oh.
Art
and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Look up in the sky on the night before Christmas. There's a big fat guy with a
the top 10 Christmas songs from the website thesoundsofchristmas.com, which is Ken Kessler's daily review of all kinds of Christmas songs and sounds that are not what you hear on all of the pop stations that are playing the same 45 songs over and over again. This is Bob Rivers, funny jock from Seattle, who's done a lot of parodies. This is called Toy Sack from 1997, number 10 today on the top 10 list from the Sounds of Christmas. Number 9 is a Wizard with I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day. So I have to go back to 1973. Nice, I guess the brother is speaking, right? Dream So Real, responsible for number 8 at the Sounds of Christmas. As you can tell, there are lots of different and varied versions. There must be 100,000 Christmas albums around with big stars who have always done Christmas tunes, and then there are the creative new ones like this, Red Lights, which is a song from 1988, Merry Christmas. That's number 8. Number 7, the South Soul Orchestra, Merry Christmas All, 1976. I like hearing this stuff, the upbeat. Johnny Mathis, the traditional.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
From 1963.
Let your heart be light.
Number 6 on the Sounds of Christmas from website. Number 5.
Silver and gold.
I recognize his Burl Ives voice. Number 5. Everyone silver and gold from 1965. And what I find most refreshing is that people are actually finding these tunes and downloading them and wanting to play them, which is a cool thing. Go to thesoundsofchristmas.com for this variety. Number 4, The Empty Pockets. Today's number 4 song. Christmas means to me. Number three, Chicago. Steve Cropper on This Was Chicago, Rocking and Rolling on Christmas. This is from 2011. Number three on the Sounds of Christmas website. Number two, God, can you believe the Grateful Dead did a Christmas album? 1971. And the Dead with Run, Rudolph, Run. Crank it up, Michael. Away went a Rudolph with a lock of Number one today, this changes every day on the Sounds of Christmas website, but it's Natasha Miller and the song that's new this year. Christmas time is here. I'm interested to see what's going on in the cities around the country, what the big songs are. The variation here, for example, Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You, is the most played song in New York City for Christmas this year so far. And in Los Angeles, Feliz Navidad is the most spun record in L.A. Guess you don't have to worry.
Seems weird.
I wonder why.
Heavy living. Right. Anyway, Winter Wonderland is doing very well with the Eurythmic version being the most played. Leroy Anderson is still getting a lot of play with Sleigh Ride. Harry Connick Jr.'s Let It Snow, Let It Snow is doing well as well. Bruce Springsteen and their version of Santa Claus Coming to Town played 800 times last week, according to records. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, when properly introduced, dogs living together under one roof can learn to be best friends. And so can dogs and cats, dogs and birds and fish, dogs and fish, cats and fish, even mice. It's simply a matter of negotiating their differences and desensitizing the offending pet to his new housemate. Pet owners make their biggest mistake by just plunking down a new pet into your dog's face. In fact, any instant addition to the family, whether animal or human, may be enough to upset the balance in a dog's life. To understand how they're feeling, think about how you would feel if someone suddenly and unexpectedly moved into your home on a long-term basis. Life would become abruptly different. It's so important to make the first pet or the second pet in the household feel good about the new arrival of the first. So you want to do it gradually. If it's dog-to-dog, try to introduce them on neutral turf. If it's a cat, if you can bring the scent of the cat into your home on a stuffed animal before the real cat comes in, that'll make all the difference in the world. Equal time, separate time, family time. Everyone sooner or later will be sleeping whisker to whisker. I promise. I'll more next time. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Now 33 after the hour. Good day. Some sunshine on the East Coast and the West Coast. Not much in the middle, though. Lots of slush and snow and sleet and yuckabunga stuff.
How is it that every time you drive across the country, you find a good storm?
The last couple of years, that has been the case. I go back and forth. Last year, I think I only did it once. Sometimes I do it a couple of times a year during Charlotte back and forth to California. I had a double purpose. Charlotte needed an operation, and I didn't want to wait until the end of the year to get it done. So she's doing fine. A little slow. She's a little sore, but other than that, she's fine. She's sitting here looking at me right now with her bloodshot eyes, thinking, why can't we go outside and have a little to do? Well, maybe we'll do that, Charlotte. Hold on just a while. The other element here is the fact that I'm somebody who likes to visit the radio stations. I actually carry my program, so I do that. I love being at the Truth the other day in Tucson. It's just great to see people that you've known for a long time get into radio stations that are real radio stations that actually have real studios. It's just a funny kind of thing that I pinch myself with every once in a while. So that's really the reason that I do this, and it would have to be at this time of year. Sometimes in April I've run into storms coming back across the country, depending on which route I go. I'm pretty much learning with the best. Jack Stockwell up in Salt Lake City says, you got to come at Christmas time. You got to come up to visit us when you come back again. And I'm thinking to myself,
have you had it with snow already?
This storm has dumped so much snow in Colorado, up the Rockies, into Utah. It's great for skiers. Man, this is an early start. People love this stuff. But other than that, oof.
My aunt posted on Facebook yesterday that in Denver it got to 7. That was the high.
Yeah, right. It's got very, very cold. Behind all this. Yeah, very cold. Ooh. Where it's been warm. It's 50. Yesterday, I was talking to friends, and it was 50 degrees. And, Roberto, I think you were in New York. You had, it was warm there yesterday.
It was almost 60 degrees last night. Yeah. I was walking around 10 o'clock last night. It was 60 degrees. It was crazy.
Wow. Give it a couple of days, and we'll see what that does for all of us. The price of gasoline, I'm noticing some very interesting trends as I drive across the country. I haven't paid $3 a gallon since I was in Los Angeles. I filled up every day. It was $2.94 yesterday. So I was looking around wondering why this might be. And it's because I'm close to the Gulf Coast. The largest concentration of petroleum refineries in the world is here. And now they are awash in crude oil. The high-quality U.S. oil that is most desirable here and around the world. You know, we had for, I don't even, one day we wake up and we find we don't have an oil shortage. We're not depending that much on Middle Eastern oil. And we are producing it all here. And I'm thinking to myself, is this smart or not? But because there is so much oil, thanks to some of the oil fields in Texas and some of them up in the Dakotas, this area where there's just a lot of oil coming out of the ground, the refineries are being put online, a few new ones here and there. And so the commodities people are bringing down the price of oil per barrel. I think it's $94 a gallon. And thus, I paid $2.94 yesterday, $2.92 for gasoline. It's very all over the place down here. This is something unthinkable 5 years ago. We have abundance of petroleum, and the I guess we thank the fields in West Texas and up in the Dakotas. There's that new pipeline moving oil around that has caused the price to go down. So whatever it is, it's good and something that we can be thankful for. A lot of people are passing judgment on Nelson Mandela, who passed away. So I think maybe we'll spend a little time on him and also the passing of Paul Walker, because there's some more information there on the Good Day program. Let me repeat our 2020 News Quiz question so you'll have an opportunity to do a little bit of research, because actually all you have to do is go to DougStephan.com and you'll find the answer to this question. Amsterdam is in the news. Why? What's the story about Amsterdam? It's kind of a fascinating story and very interesting whether people pay attention to it here and decide to follow suit with what they're doing in Amsterdam. I guess that remains to be seen. So what's the story with Amsterdam being in the news today? 888-302-3684. That's 888-302-DOUG. If you have the answer, help yourself. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, who, by the way, will have our television report in a few minutes. Ken Kessler monitoring social media. If you want to be in touch with us, help yourself. All kinds of ways for you to be in touch with us. Let me remind you about the things that are going to be on your mind as you experience high school football, perhaps tonight, college football tomorrow, professional football on Sunday. If you love football, chances are you'll be a huge fan of the new limited-time Hail Mary burger at Buffalo Wild Wings, topped with fried pickles, applewood bacon, and their very own spicy Bloody Mary ketchup. It's a recipe for victory. If you love this sort of thing, you ought to try Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
With rising food prices, shoppers may feel the pinch as they pick up their holiday staples at the supermarket this year. Studies now show that the average family of four saw about a $2,000 increase in food costs last year. That means food is becoming less affordable, and that's due in part to more government regulations. Keith Williams from the National Turkey Federation explains.
The major cause of U.S. food cost increases over the last 5 years has been the forced use of corn and ethanol by the government. These renewable fuel standard mandates force refiners to mix higher and higher amounts of ethanol into gasoline. And that just forces up the price of food by gobbling up over 40% of the nation's corn crop each year.
What if these mandates continue?
These ethanol mandates will hurt consumers by driving up the cost of gasoline by 30% by 2015. And that's about a dollar a gallon at today's prices. Congress just needs to end this mandate now, or it could severely harm consumers and the economy and disrupt our nation's fuel supply.
To learn more, visit fillupontfacts.com. I'm Bob Thibault for the Consumer Radio Network.
So you're fast asleep, dreaming you can fly like a falcon, unaware that as you were driving home, a diagnostic signal flew through your Impala's engine, transmission, brakes, and a few other systems you didn't even know you had, sniffing around for possible trouble codes. Then it shot data out of your car through a bunch of cell towers and into your inbox. You wake with some vague recollection of looking at Earth from above. Check your email and see that your car is just fine, thank you. But your left rear tire pressure's a bit low, your oil life's at 19%, and you're due for a new filter. After a long yawn, it dawns on you that you live in an amazing time when cars can diagnose key systems and send reports while you're suspended in midair, dreaming that humans can fly. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
This portion of the program is brought to you by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometers, the most accurate temperature read. Be sure to have one for your family. Also responsible for bringing you the Mom Knows Best tips, we're inviting you to go to Facebook.com/Good Day Show from now until, I guess, the end of the year, or maybe we're going to do this for the entire cold and flu season. You can visit Exergen.com for more information on these tips, or you can listen to us as we Kenny digs out three or four every day that are really good. And these folks are all eligible for our blankets and thermometers. We're giving away Exergen blankets and thermometers for the best tip from mom, from dad, from grandma, grandpa. So what do you have, Kenny, that really is kind of cool for best health tips?
Steven says that his mom told him to drink lots of orange juice and take his Flintstones vitamin every day.
Mm-hmm.
Says it must have worked because when he gave it up, he started battling colds every year. So mom was right.
Yeah, mom is always right. Okay, what else?
John says wash your hands frequently and wear clean underwear.
In case you end up really? In the hospital.
There you go. All right, exactly. No holes in that underwear, yeah. What else?
And Tim says, Mom always said, early to bed, early to rise makes a boy healthy, wealthy, and wise. But late to bed, late to rise makes a boy sick, poor, and stupid.
Wow.
And a poet.
Right. All right. Exergen's got you covered. If you've got a tip that you'd like to share with us, do it. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. And we'll make you eligible for blankets and thermometers from Exergen. Kind of a cool thing. Send us the info at Facebook.com/Good Day Show. All right. Exergen has you covered. The two deaths that are prominently being discussed from this week, obviously the passing of Nelson Mandela,
yeah,
for whatever the reason.
We'll
Nelson Mandela was 95 and failing health the last couple of months. It wasn't a surprise. The announcement came yesterday that he had passed away. Roberta, you seem interested in Mandela for any number of reasons. I've told my stories on the air about interviewing him, going to South Africa for the inauguration of Mr. Mandela, and also the unveiling of the new Constitution. Why is it that you are affected by his passing?
Well, you know what came to mind last night when he died, and I was reading about, you know, everything that he's done and how, yes, one person can make a difference.
Uh-huh.
What I kept thinking about is, wow, I wonder what would have happened if Martin Luther King had lived.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Did you see what Mandela did through his life?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because, you know, they were pretty much compatriots at the same time, and, you know, and what they were working for. And so it was just went through my mind. I was,
yeah,
it made me very, very introspective about, wow,
yeah,
I wonder what would have happened.
And I think we can do those what ifs all over the place, and I think they are worthwhile. There's a new film about Mandela's life.
Yes.
Called Mandela, A Long Walk to Freedom, premiered in London, interestingly enough, yesterday. Prince William and Kate Middleton were there. This fellow, Idris Elba, plays Mandela in the film. The last film about Mandela, I think, had Morgan Freeman playing Mandela, if I remember correctly.
And Mandela's children learned of his death at the premiere.
Oh.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. That is something to be. Well, it's all about synchronicity. Meanwhile, with Paul Walker passing, some information about his kind, giving spirit. Apparently, he secretly bought an engagement ring for an Iraq war vet, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm. He heard $9,000 ring, by the way.
Yeah, saying they couldn't afford the ring, so he went over, approached them, and they were in a Santa Barbara jewelry store, apparently. This was something that happened. This didn't happen recently, did it?
No, a while ago.
A couple of years ago.
Yeah. So there's that story. And then there is another item here that I find, I don't know, this kind of stuff always bugs me. There was a guy arrested yesterday in L.A. For trying to steal some of the parts from that Porsche that crashed with him in it.
Isn't that disgusting?
I know. These people put it up on eBay. Good God.
But he was following the tow truck. And when it stopped at a light, he and his friend got out of their car, went over to the tow truck, and took stuff off of the flatbed.
Yeah.
Is that crazy?
It's just gross, is what it is.
It's not like they picked up parts off the street. They actually followed the tow truck.
Yeah, with the intention of doing it.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's chutzpah. That's what it's called. It's chutzpah. All right, let's get the answer to our 2020 news quiz question. Let's talk to Gina, who's listening to us on The Truth in Tucson. Hi, Gina. Welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. So what's the story? Why is Amsterdam in the news today?
Paying people, alcoholics, to work for beer.
Yeah, they've launched a new program where they pay alcoholics in beer to clean up parks and streets and that sort of thing. I don't quite understand the thinking behind it. What does that do to save them? Nothing. It gives them work, I suppose. But can you imagine, let's say, the city of New York, Roberta, saying that...
Wouldn't fly.
Huh?
We'll work for beer.
Yeah. Well,
well, in New York, it would be we'll work for wine.
We'll work for a big gulp in New York.
Or a big gulp. This is true.
Maybe the wine would work in Los Angeles. I'm not sure. All right, Gina, good job. Yeah,
I'm willing to negotiate, sir.
Really? Okay. Jennifer will negotiate with us as she covers what's going on in the world of television in just a moment here on Good Day.
Cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
No way! You know how much we save by cutting this down ourselves? We're almost to the car, we can make it!
It's getting closer!
Why aren't you hibernating?
There is a better way to save. At the Sears Monday sale this Saturday. Get 60% off coats for the family and 50% off a Craftsman Mechanics tool set. Plus, Shop Your Way members get 10% in points with Sears card on first $1,000 of each qualifying purchase used by January 31st. Sears. Points offered 12/26. Valid opt-in email required. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sale ends 12/7.
Picture this. Christmas morning. Family's gathered. You take one sip of peppermint tea when someone grabs a camera. Blah! Run, run, Rudolph! You're in your son's t-shirt and huge sweats. Unless you put me on your list. Simply Vera, Vera Wang pajamas and loungewear. I'm cozy, pretty, and family photo appropriate. Problem solving PJs in the house!
Something missing from your list, like Simply Vera, Vera Wang, or Chap sleepwear? Come to Kohl's Christmas list sale for lots of great savings and get Kohl's cash this Thursday through Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Jennifer checks the television news. What's going on today, tonight, this weekend? It will be interesting. A lot of football, I'm sure, here, there, and everywhere. But what else have we got?
The Writers Guild Awards will be held in February. The nominations were announced yesterday. For TV drama series nominations were Breaking Bad, The Good Wife. I know you like that one. Homeland, House of Cards, and Mad Men. For comedy series, 30 Rock, Modern Family, Parks and Rec, Orange is the New Black, and Veep. And for new series, The Americans, House of Cards, Masters of Sex, Orange is the New Black, and Ray Donovan. The networks are now filled with holiday specials. You know, all the old favorites. Rudolph, The Grinch, Charlie Brown Christmas. Well, maybe you want to know which one is the most popular. Maybe you don't, but you're going to know anyway.
Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol.
It's the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer special. That so far has outperformed all of the other specials that have aired with the highest ratings. It aired last Tuesday and got a 4.9 share, which is huge. It's nearly double the ratings of Charlie Brown Christmas and also Shrek the Hulk. That was the second and third place. Four of the top six shows were made at least 40 years ago. So Charlie Brown, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, all these old classics are the ones that are performing really well. Now, a little gossip for you. True Blood star Joe Manganiello, who is a hottie, apparently has sworn off drinking. He's been sober for 11 years now. I guess there was a four-year period in his life when he said he needed to quit drinking. He had quite a problem with alcohol. It was affecting his work. So he came out yesterday on Huffington Post and talked about his 11 years of sobriety. Good for him. An Alias actor is joining Sleepy Hollow. Victor Garber, very likable guy, character actor. He's been in Alias, all sorts of movies. He's joining Sleepy Hollow when it returns in January.
All right. Martin Bashir, the poll poll, what do you think about him resigning from MSNBC? 49% said MSNBC should have fired him. 33% said, who's Martin Bashir? 12% said, it's about time. 6% said he apologized, and that should have been enough. Well, that's the story. It's 9 for the hour on Good Day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For Tom Parsons from BestFares.com to visit with us when it comes to travel. As long as you're not going through his hometown of Dallas, where I am as well, you'll have, I think all across the Midwest. I'm not sure. The storm isn't going through Chicago, so it won't affect that. It'll affect St. Louis. It'll affect Dallas, too. And St. Louis isn't as much of a hub as it used to be since American ruined it after taking over the TWA operations there. But Dallas, pretty much a mess today, Tom, right? And this is good because it helps us to underscore how you deal, if you're a traveler, with these kinds of problems. So Tom's going to give you a primer in that, plus talk about some of the last-minute weekend deals that will offer you some winter savings in travel. That's coming right up here on Good Day.
So you're fast asleep, dreaming you can fly like a falcon, unaware that as you were driving home, a diagnostic signal flew through your Impala's engine, transmission, brakes, and a few other systems you didn't even know you had, sniffing around for possible trouble codes. Then it shot data out of your car through a bunch of cell towers and into your inbox. You wake with some vague recollection of looking at Earth from above. Check your email and see that your car is just fine, thank you. But your left rear tire pressure's a bit low, your oil life's at 19%, and you're due for a new filter. After a long yawn, it dawns on you that you live in an amazing time when cars can diagnose key systems and send reports while you're suspended in midair, dreaming that humans can fly. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah,
My skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Tom Parsons from bestfares.com with some travel ideas. First of all, with a focus on the weather, it's going to be, as it is every winter, hell in various cities. Midwest, mostly Chicago, gets whacked. Sometimes it's New York or Boston or Washington. Sometimes it's Denver. Sometimes, as it is today, it's Dallas. Although Dallas usually is more of a problem in the summertime because of the thunderstorms. Wintertime doesn't get as cold nor as wintry as it is today. So what is that doing? If you've got a connection in Dallas, you can forget about going through here today, pretty much, right?
Yeah, well, it is. Here we are at Texas time. I mean, the waves usually start about 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning, and American has already canceled over 300 flights today. And
they canceled 500 yesterday, I think, didn't they?
Yeah, but this is 300 at 7 a.m.
Yeah, right.
So the rest of the day, and our problem is not to the fact that it might be cold. Every plane has to be de-iced, but our problem has been the icing problem. And even if the airplane takes off, I don't think there's a lot of people who can even get to the airport because the highways here, we have so many overpasses and bridges and stuff in that order. Probably you can't even get to the airport if you want to, and I don't think some flight crews can get to the airport if they wanted to. So it's a real mess in Dallas today. And, it's not the number one hub, but, boy, it's an important hub in the United States. And it does.
Well, what happens when people, if you want to, they'll be very flexible. All the airlines will just say, okay, you got 10 days to change, and it's not going to cost you anything to change from one flight to another. Isn't that how they work?
Yeah, but, this is weather-related, and here's some of the bad things when it's weather-related. Number one, the airlines aren't responsible for you at all. No food, they don't have to eat any food, they don't have to do any of those things for you. And now, if you were on an airplane, then if you got to a connecting point, if they were stupid enough to think I could get there, and then they can't get out, then I think the rules change a little bit. They may accommodate you there, but it's up to the airline to make that decision.
Right. Yeah.
But here's the other thing you remember. If you don't think you can get out of town today and maybe not even tomorrow, if it cancels, this is the more important thing. If your flight gets canceled, then you can actually say, forget it. I'm just not going to travel this weekend. And you're entitled not to airline vouchers or changing your flight to a later time. You're actually entitled to 100% cash back. So
really?
So you can take your cash back and say, adios amigos, I'll wait until the weather gets a little bit better, and I'll start off with 100% of my cash and move on.
So there you go.
It's weather-related, but remember, your flight must be canceled first.
Okay. All right, so that's how you get your money back, your cash back. Tom Parsons always has great ideas. Figure out how you can save money if you want to travel this weekend and not go to Dallas. Check it out at bestfares.com. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.